Hello, and welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles on whole food plant-based nutrition. And we're going to start it off with an article from Forks Over Knives, Tips for Vegan Shopping and Maximizing Savings at Your Grocery Store, by Lindsay Morris, December 17, 2025. A whole food plant-based diet doesn't just make health sense, it saves dollars and cents. Going plant-based can cut grocery bills by around 14%, according to a 2023 report. Here are six simple ways you can eat plant-based on a budget, scoring extra savings on good-for-you groceries. Number one, avoid supermarketing tricks. If you aren't paying attention, you'll fall for classic spending traps, warns Tony Akimoto, author of Plant-Based on a Budget. For example, stores will advertise sale, quote-unquote, items by placing goods at the end caps of aisles. When you go to the section where those products belong, you'll often find that there are cheaper options, says Akimoto. Also, check above and below eye level to find good deals. Number two, venture out to farmers markets. Don't be afraid to look beyond the supermarket, says nutritionist Sharon Palmer, RDN, author of Plant Powered for Life. I like to go to farmers markets to see what is seasonal. Often you can find good deals on produce there. Find a farmer's market near you through Local Harvest. There's even plenty to be scored. Spices, whole grains, canned goods at the dollar store, Palmer says. And if you do stick to the neighborhood grocer, don't be afraid to use store brands, which are often discounted. Three, consider frozen produce. While buying in season remains the best way to save on fresh produce, you can find year-round savings in the freezer aisle on favorites such as berries, says Samantha D. Galicia, a Los Angeles-based holistic health coach. There's a misconception that frozen isn't as healthy, but you can still get full nutritional value from frozen fruits and veggies because they're frozen when they're stem picked and ripe, when they have the most nutrients, D. Galicia says. Plus, frozen can sometimes be a lot cheaper for much larger quantities than you'd find in the fresh aisle. Four, buy dry foods instead of canned. Canned foods offer yet another always in season option, but beware, canned beans tend to be more expensive than dry, up to 20 cents more per serving. The extra time spent soaking can add up to dollars saved and far less sodium. A family of four stands to save nearly $80 a year by buying dry beans versus canned, according to the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. 5. Hit the bulk bins. Many grocery stores have a section dedicated to bulk bins where you can have your pick of whole grains, cereals, nuts, and spices. This is a great place to save money, says Robin D. Everson, executive director of the North Texas Community Health Collaborative and an instructor with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine Food for Life program. You're able to purchase as much or as little as you like without paying for fancy and unnecessary packaging that advertises a particular brand. 6. Don't buy pre-chopped fruits and veggies. Skip the pre-chopped fruits and veggies. Buying and chopping them yourselves can translate to serious savings, up to 392% when it comes to onions, according to estimates from Consumer Reports. Pre-chopped also means increased air exposure and reduced shelf life. The cost of convenience equals dollars down the drain when these go bad. Instead, set aside time each weekend to flex your knife skills while prepping meals for the week ahead. You are listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. And also, the next article is also from Forks Over Knives, How to Find Healthy Plant-Based Milk, Plus Best Picks for Cooking and Baking, by Mary Margaret Chappell, February 16th, 2024. It seems like every time you go to the store, there's another new type of vegan milk that promises to be richer, frothier, or creamier than any that has come before it. Here's how to get past the marketing ploys and flashy packaging to find a healthy plant-based milk for your cooking and baking needs. What is vegan milk, also known as plant milk? All vegan milks, also known as plant milks or plant-based milks, are essentially made the same way, by blending a grain, legume, or nut with water, then straining out the solids. They're easy to make at home, but it's hard to beat the convenience of plant milks from the supermarket. These milks have been pasteurized or ultra-pasteurized, just like dairy milk, to eliminate any harmful microorganisms and extend their shelf life. Refrigerated versus shelf-stable vegan milk. The main difference between shelf-stable and refrigerated milks, dairy or plant-based, is how they are packaged. Shelf-stable plant milk is always ultra-pasteurized. It's heated to an ultra-high temperature, usually between 280 degrees to 302 degrees Fahrenheit, for several seconds to effectively sterilize it and kill any harmful microorganisms. After this step, the milk is packaged into sterile aseptic containers that keep the milk fresh and pathogen-free at room temperature for up to 8 months. Once opened, shelf-stable plant milk will stay fresh in the fridge for up to 10 days, just like milk purchased from the refrigerator case. Choosing between refrigerated or shelf-stable plant milk is a matter of personal preference. Many brands, use the same formulas for both their refrigerated and shelf-stable products. Some even stock their shelf-stable products in the refrigerated section so that they are more appealing and appear more drinkable. What to look for in a store-bought plant milk? Vegan milks now represent 16% of the milk consumed in the United States. The plant-based milk market is forecast to be a $38 billion global business in 2024, and that number is expected to triple by 2030. As the vegan milk market continues to grow, there are more tasty options than ever to choose from. There are also more nutritional pitfalls to avoid as companies try to find formulations that please the palates of an ever-growing number of consumers. To find the healthiest options, the first thing you should do when shopping for vegan milk is to check the ingredients and look for the following. 2 or 3 ingredients. The purest, least processed plant milks will have just 2 ingredients. The main component, for example, soybeans or almonds, and water. Sometimes a little salt is added to enhance the flavor. Minimal processing. Think pea milk sounds pure and healthy? Think again. The relatively new kid on the plant milk block is made with pea protein, which is extracted from dried yellow peas. Similarly, flax, hemp, and sesame milk are often blended with highly processed ingredients. A good rule of thumb is to avoid plant milks that have the words extracted or protein on the ingredients label. They indicate a high level of processing to obtain the ingredient. No oils, emulsifiers, or gums. To increase creaminess and sensory appeal, many plant milk brands use emulsifiers, thickeners, and gums, such as xanthan gum. Some research suggests that when consumed regularly, these ingredients may disrupt the gut microbiome and increase inflammation. Oil is another common plant milk additive that whole food plant-based eaters will want to steer clear of when shopping. 0 added sugar. Many vegan milks contain refined sugar, but there are also plenty of unsweetened varieties available. We recommend opting for these. You can always add a little sweetener yourself for flavor. Allergens? If you have food sensitivities, check the ingredient list carefully to be sure the beverage you choose is suitable for you. Plant milk blends can contain ingredients not necessarily advertised on the front of their packages. The 3 best plant milks for cooking and baking. While most plant milks are interchangeable in recipes, each yields slightly different results when used in cooking and baking. Here's a quick rundown of the best options and what each does especially well. Soy milk, great for baking and savory recipes. With its pale color, neutral flavor, and protein and fat content that is closest to dairy milk, soy milk is one of the best plant milk options for baking. The protein and fat keep baked goods meltingly tender and encourage dark golden browning. Taste for yourself when you use soy milk to make various recipes. Soy milk's neutral flavor also makes it a good addition to savory dishes like mashed potatoes, where you're looking to impart creaminess but not sweetness to the final dish. Nut milk, a great all-purpose milk. Rich tasting nut milk's nutty flavor ranges from subtle, as in almond and cashew, to bold, as in hazelnut and walnut. They are excellent all-purpose plant milk because they're great in baked goods, pancakes, and French toast. Their nutty taste can also add a subtle dimension to a pasta sauce, and they taste good on morning cereal. The pale color, creamy texture, and hint of flavor make them nut milk's best for nice creams, too. Oat milk, great for baking, soups, and stews. Of all the plant milks available, oat milk is the highest in natural sugars. Use it to add a little sweetness to naturally sweetened cakes and cookies. Oat milk works especially well in chocolate desserts because the dark chocolate helps hide oat milk's slightly beige color. Because it doesn't curdle when exposed to heat, oat milk makes a wonderfully creamy without the cream addition to soups and stews. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you whole food plant-based nutrition. Next, from the Dr. McDougall Health and Medical Center, diabetes-friendly eating does not mean bland. We want you to enjoy your food. Season it well, just avoid added oils, and keep the salt low. People with diabetes often worry about spices, but there is no need. Herbs and spices do not raise blood sugar. They are simply dried plants and add flavor without adding fat or harmful calories. The problem isn't the spice. It's usually what is mixed with it. Many rubs, blends, and sauces contain oils, sugars, and refined ingredients that can undermine blood sugar control. The trick is to read labels and keep your seasonings simple. The McDougall program is built on starch, potatoes, rice, beans, and corn with vegetables and fruits. Herbs and spices make these meals enjoyable and easy to stick with. Flavor supports consistency, and consistency produces results. Diabetes doesn't require bland food. It requires the right food, and spices help to make a starch-based diet both satisfying and sustainable. And also from the Dr. McDougall Health and Medical Center, what you eat today shapes your colon tomorrow. Your colon is not a mystery. It responds to what you eat. Every bite you take creates the environment your colon must live in. The Western diet, meat, dairy, eggs, oils, and refined foods, is the perfect formula for colon damage. Low fiber, high fat, constant irritation. After years of this abuse, the bowel begins to change. First polyps, then cancer. This is not bad luck. It is cause and effect. Colon polyps don't appear overnight. They are decades in the making. And when the irritation continues, those polyps can progress to cancer. By the time most colon cancers are found, the disease has already spread. That's why prevention matters long before symptoms appear. But here's the good news. Your body wants to heal. When you stop injuring the colon and start feeding it correctly, repair begins immediately. A starch-based diet, potatoes, rice, beans, vegetables, and fruits, supplies fiber, reduces inflammation, and restores natural function. Change the food, and you change the future of your colon. Food caused the problem. Food is the solution. You're listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. And next from nutritionfacts.org, the benefits of black and green teas for brain waves by Michael Greger, MD, October 6th, 2025. Teas, whether white tea, green tea, oolong, or black, are all made from the tea plant, Camellia sinensis. That's different from herbal tea, which is defined as pouring hot water over any plant in the world, other than this particular plant. There are at least 287,655 different types of plants that we know of on this planet. Why is this one plant the most popular beverage in the world? It's not the caffeine. The coffee plant has more caffeine, but more people drink tea than coffee. It's probably not the taste. Most people would probably prefer peppermint or some of the fruity berry teas to be better tasting. It's a pretty enough plant, but why do we drink literally billions of cups a day of this particular plant? It turns out that there's something in this plant that is found concentrated in only two places in nature, in the tea plant and in an odd mushroom called the bay bolet, which has these little holes instead of gills. Scientists figured this one might not pair as well with crumpets, so they call the compound theanine. What does it do that's got billions of people hooked on it? We weren't quite sure until we hooked up people to an EEG. An electroencephalogram measures the activity of our brain waves, which are split into four major bandwidths. We have delta waves, theta waves, alpha waves, and beta waves. Delta waves were basically our brain is electrically pulsing very slowly at about one wave per second, are seen primarily in deep sleep. Then there are theta waves at about 5 cycles per second, typically seen when we're drowsy or in early sleep. The two waking states are alpha and beta. We have alpha brain waves when we're relaxed, aware, attentive, like when we close our eyes and meditate. And beta waves are more when we're stimulated with increased alertness, in a hustle and bustle state where most of us live our lives. How can we get more in that alpha state, that wakeful relaxation, fully alert and focused, but calm? Well, if we relax in a nice, peaceful place, after about 90 minutes, we can start to see some significant alpha activity. Now, practicing meditators like Buddhist monks can achieve this state earlier and even maintain alpha activity with their eyes open. And the deeper the meditation, the higher the alpha waves. So we can meditate for 30 years or just drink some tea. This was the alpha wave activity in the control group after drinking plain water. What if instead of water, they had the amount of theanine found in 1 or 2 cups of tea, which is 240 to 480 milliliters. That is why people drink tea from the tea plant. You have been listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a happy and healthy rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming your way from Sun Sounds of Arizona.